It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
A new way to do it. 3-day kitchen and bath.
It's about time someone offered you a complete custom kitchen and bath, remodeled, designed, and built to your specifications and style in just 3 days. It's about time someone offered you a written, unconditional 100% satisfaction guarantee on both their quality and craftsmanship. It's about time someone gave you free professional design and decorating assistance to create your perfect kitchen or bath. And when you remodel your kitchen, you'll save $500 off a complete custom bathroom. Call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath today.
KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the sheriff of Utah County says he doesn't want to enforce any local mask mandates, saying they can do better than just arresting people. But what happens if the governor issues one? I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, Salt Lake City fires keeping an eye on that fire just north of the airport. They say it's mostly under control. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Well, Valley Freeway traffic in great shape this Monday afternoon. It's a good time to be out on the drive. But on the surface streets in West Valley, we do have a crash with possible injuries. This is just to the side of 40th West, about 2700 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A little smoky out there, hazy, and sunshine 87. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Yeah, lousy air quality. We have 84 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A battle along party lines over a Supreme Court nomination. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says members will vote this year to confirm President Trump's choice to succeed the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But will that vote come before Election Day?
Some of the same individuals who tried every conceivable dirty trick to obstruct Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh are lining up to proclaim the third time will be the charm.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, what's the rush?
The Senate Republican majority should have no problem adhering to Justice Ginsburg's dying wish. Leader McConnell held a Supreme Court vacancy open for nearly a year in order to, quote, give the people a voice.
Five female judges are now being vetted.
The president saying he already spoke with some possible justice nominees and could meet with one appeals court judge, Barbara Lagoa.
She has a lot of support. I don't know her, but I hear she's outstanding. And she's one of the people we're looking at.
Judge Amy Comey Barrett, another woman at the top of the president's possible picks. He says he may make the announcement Friday or Saturday. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Ginsburg will lie in repose at the Supreme Court on Wednesday and Thursday, and on Friday she'll be the first woman to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. A federal judge says absentee ballots in the battleground state of Wisconsin may be counted up to 6 days after the November 3rd election, provided they're postmarked by Election Day. That means the outcome of the race may not be known for days after the polls close. A global tumble for stocks over new worries about COVID-19. Art Hogan at National Securities.
The Washington gridlock has been frustrating for markets that had anticipated another $1.5 billion in support for the unemployed and small and medium businesses.
The Dow fell more than 500 points today. It had been down 900 earlier in the session. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
We're a few weeks into the school year, but there's still plenty of uncertainty for families. There have been a few outbreaks leading to quarantines. High school senior Maisie Sessions joined Dave and Dujanovic this morning to talk about a petition going around in Davis County to keep the school district's hybrid schedule intact.
So originally I was sharing it to my fellow classmates, and it was mainly students, but as I've shared it more, it's parents and teachers. Comments from teachers on this petition, it's been mainly from teachers who are very angry that the school board so suddenly switched this on them, especially junior high and high school teachers, because they were told to prepare lessons for an entire term, and this is just a very sudden switch in the middle of a term that they weren't prepared for.
elementary school kids went to 4 days a week in school just today. That's ahead for the high school students. And Maisie says there are plenty of good reasons to keep things the way they were.
My biggest concern is, of course, safety. I watched the board meeting from Tuesday. It was a three-hour board meeting. It was long and it was boring, but a lot of good points were made with going back to the 4 days a week at full capacity at schools. The district admitted that social distancing will no longer be possible. They said they'll try their best, but in reality, they can't do it anymore. So all we will have is masks, pretty much, which are effective. But they also stated that quarantine levels will be rising in Davis School District because of the class sizes.
Maisie is currently quarantining herself. She was exposed to the virus at school more than a week ago. KSL News Time 420. Traffic, a Triple Team report, is brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, and here's the latest from Ricky Meese.
Light traffic, good speeds, no problems. Southbound I-15 between downtown and the Utah County line. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways also looking pretty good. The main secondaries, Bangor, 5600 West, Redwood State, 7th East, no problems reported there. We still have the cleanup of an earlier crash with possible injuries in West Valley. This is just to the side of 40th West, about 2700 South. Aubrey?
Pioneer Crossing is filling in a little bit between Saratoga and American Fork right now. If you're on I-15, though, it's smooth sailing all the way from Spanish Fork to the point of the mountain. A little bit of congestion also on Redwood Road from 2100 North to Bluffdale. Steve?
It's a wide open drive north and southbound right now on I-15 between downtown Salt Lake City and the Brigham City exit. You're good to go in the West Belt, northbound 215, Legacy in good shape, and Highway 89. Zipping along through the construction, through the barrels there, Lagoon up to I-84. The biggest free labor sale happening now at Ogden's Flooring. The latest styles and colors at the lowest prices of the year. Free installation and lifetime labor warranty included. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Your 7 day forecast. Kevin Eubank is here. So last week, all the smoke was up at, I think you said, 2,000 to 6,000 feet, and the air was fine down low where we are. Not anymore.
No, that's not the case anymore. So that storm that came through over the weekend ushered in some cooler air, brought us a few rain showers, and then it cleared out. The problem is, behind that, we're dealing with a westerly flow, and that westerly flow isn't aloft. It's not only up above, but it's down to the surface as well, and what we're dealing with is all that smoke west of us is being blown into the Wasatch Front. So we're looking at smoky sunshine for the next several days. Temperatures, not excessively hot, but we're in the mid-80s. For the majority of the week with overnight lows in the 50s. So normal this time of the year is in the upper 70s. So we are above average, but I think the bigger concern all week long is going to be the smoke and the deteriorated air quality.
So how bad is it?
Right now, moderate, but it will be decreasing. Again, every time you keep this smoke around, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And this is kind of, smoke is interesting. It'll slosh in certain places. So Utah County can be really bad, and Salt Lake will be just moderate and vice versa. So the next couple of days, it's just going to be all around the Wasatch, and really the whole state, not just us, everybody.
Well, why don't you tell everybody about the KSL Air Quality Network while you're here?
Thanks a lot. It's pretty cool. If you actually go on our KSL app, which is free, you can get it on Google Play or in the iOS store. But once you go on there, you click on the Air Quality tab, and you can go into hundreds and hundreds of stations right here in Salt Lake City and across the whole state and see real-time air quality. You can click on it and get the real-time AQI. You can also see that on KSL.com. But a very cool tool to see neighborhood, station by station, what air quality is doing near you.
Yeah, it really is handy. Thanks a lot, Kevin. 84 degrees in Salt Lake City, KSL News Time 423.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, you block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's TOW-CARS, cars with a K, 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
Hey guys, Alex and Scott here with Big O Tires. We've been talking about Big O Tires all year, and you know what? This is a great time to get a great deal. Right now through October 11th, save up to $150 off of Big O brand tires. Big O, locally owned and operated. They're ready to serve the community here, and they've been doing it for a long time. Big O's taking all the precautions right now, Scott, keeping people and their customers safe, including wearing masks, sanitizing vehicles, even have contactless drop-off and pickup available.
That's awesome. Big O is more than just tires, though. Come in for brakes, fluids, batteries, alignments, oil changes, and more. Big O wants to keep you and your family safe on the road this fall. So come in for the fall healthy car special, just $49.95.
Wow.
You know what it includes, Alex?
Tell me.
Conventional oil and filter change, tire rotation, fluid check, lube chassis, alignment check, multi-point vehicle inspection.
That's a lot of stuff there. So just go in any of those 42 locally owned and operated locations. Logan to Beaver, all the way through October 11th. Get that $150 off that Big O brand tires. Big O Tires, the team you trust. BigOTires.com.
Did you happen to choose service plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, or drain cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, if you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. General Electric is getting out of the coal business. The company says it won't build any new coal-related facilities and plans to invest more in clean energies. KSL Drives Tesla is looking at building a new facility in India. An Electrek report suggests it's going to be for research and development. Candy companies are trying to get creative as families opt out of trick-or-treating. Hershey, Ferrero, and others are reportedly developing scavenger hunts, candy dangling from trees, and other fun ways to get candy into the kids' hands. On Wall Street today, the Dow slipped 509 points. That's 1.8% to 27,147. The S&P 500 lost 38 points. The NASDAQ fell, but a mere 14 points. KSL News Time, 427.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.